Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We're halfway into a new month, which means we're diving into your encounters with the paranormal. Anything out of the ordinary, any sign that you've seen or had a spooky experience, we're here to get stuck into it and offer some guidance. Welcome back to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, and welcome to this month's listener special where I answer your questions, hear your evidence, and delve into your paranormal encounters. And as always, I kick things off with this week's fact or fiction. Listen out for the answer at the end. The word Ouija comes from the French and German words for yes. Is this fact or fiction? Find out at the end of the show. Well, let's start things off this week with this message we got from paranormal investigator Lee over on WhatsApp. Hi Yvette, back when I was around 15 years old living in Stanwell House, I was asleep in bed. I was awoken at around 2 a.m. and saw a lady in white standing in front of my bathroom door, slowly walking towards the foot of my bed. I looked in terror before pulling the covers over my head. I looked back and she was gone. This was all shortly after the passing of my dear Nan, but could it have been her? Hi Lee, thanks so much for getting in touch. Do you know I get so many people telling me about experiences they've had whilst in bed? You'd be amazed. Ghosts manifesting in their rooms or sitting on the end of the bed. I myself have had a similar experience when I saw a soldier standing at the foot of my bed. I often wonder why this happens and think it must be because we're in a relaxed and in a meditative state. So perhaps it's easier for them to come and visit us. It's interesting because lots of people have also asked, you know, do you see your loved ones as they were when they died? And a lot of the time you don't, and you actually don't recognize them. So say, for instance, your grandmother, let's say she died when she was, in her 80s, and she might have looked very old and frail and so on. She might have come back to you as a slightly younger woman wearing something completely that you're not familiar with. But apparently a lot of spirits choose the age that they want to show themselves as of because it's a comfortable and happy age that they lived on this plane, if that makes any sense. And my guess, Lee, is that the spirit of your grandmother wanted to let you know that she was okay and happy. So she did come to visit you. But I do wish they would do it at a more reasonable and appropriate time and a less scary situation. Stop visiting us when we're in bed. Please. We had this email in from Danny. He says, a few years back, me and my brother went to an abandoned morgue on the old grounds of St. Peter's Hospital. As we explored the morgue, we both heard a woman laugh at us. This put us both on edge, as the longer we searched around the morgue, we realised we were the only two people there. We had a dictaphone recorder with us, so decided to use it. And at this point, the same lady instantly came across. She said, hello, in a disembodied voice. We didn't want to hang around for too long as my brother started to panic. However, when we did decide to leave, the woman began to moan and cry as if she didn't want us to go. We haven't been back since. Well, Danny, I love a good haunted morgue. I don't think you'd hear somebody say that every day, would you? I really do, though, and I've had the pleasure of investigating quite a few. You'd think, like graveyards, that they would be silent and still. But no, they're certainly far from that. Denby Asylum in Wales sticks out in my head. We were live on air, and I remember, I can't believe I actually did this when I think about it. I remember being laid on a gurney and pushed into a cupboard. You know, this, you see them, don't you, in films where you have that trolley and it comes out and you lie on a metal gurney and then they push the gurney in with a dead body in it and it's like a fridge door. Well, that's what it was. But it was really old and obviously it was all shut down and hadn't been used for a very, very long time. So there I am, lying on this metal tray inside this tiny, horrible, it was like a coffin really, and then hearing the door closing behind me. Let me tell you, I was absolutely petrified and suddenly became incredibly claustrophobic because you couldn't see your hand in front of your face, but I did have the light bleed from the night vision camera that I was holding. And so I talked into this small camera that I was holding and I didn't feel so alone really because it was live when we were doing the live shows. And so I knew the audience in the studio and the audience at home were with me. I know that sounds really silly, but I felt a little bit calmed by that. And I could also hear the director in the truck talking very calmly to me in my earpiece saying, "Are you all right, love? Just give us the nod if you want to come out. You're doing great." It was almost like I was, you know, in labour, really, when I was giving birth to William or Mary. You know, "You're doing great. It's all good." When I think back to it now, how peculiar was that? And then I thought, right, OK, I can't just lie here in the dark silent. So I started to call out to the supposed spirit that many people had said that worked there in Denby. I'd been there into the morgue. There was this sort of history of eyewitnesses and also horrible sounds that people that worked there had heard coming from empty, you know, these slabs, these cupboards, as it were. So as I was calling out, I was thinking, oh, my God, what's going to happen? And then this is the word. It was just awful. I'll never forget it. I began to hear scratching on the metal bed that I was lying on and tapping like somebody had really long fingernails. And they were tap, 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 tapping away. Well, bit of wee-wee came away, as you know with me. I began to shake absolutely uncontrollably with fear. And when the director said that the camera was picking up the strange noises, I really did begin to panic. I think I screamed, I'm sure I did, and begged to be let out. And within seconds, the door was opened. And you know, that's really weird because that experience I'd kind of forgotten about until today. So maybe my subconscious had blocked it out as a survival mechanism. Otherwise, I think I would have had nightmares for the rest of my life. Another place at Annison Funeral Parlour in Hull, we too, like you, Danny, managed to capture some great EVP inside the morgue. One investigator went in alone and began to call out, and it was a very small space. I think there was only one table, one slab really in there. And it was, oh my God, so creepy. And many witnesses had reported seeing strange lights and odd sounds coming from this particular room. So of course it was a place that we had to investigate. And we were so delighted, but incredibly creeped out when we recorded a male voice. The investigator called out, "Come out of the shadows and talk to me," or something like that. And the answer we got was brilliant. It simply said, "Say what you want to me." In that voice, it was brilliant, but as you can imagine, incredibly creepy. Another location that came to mind was at the Waverley Hill Sanatorium in the USA when we filmed there. And Carl also spent time in a crypt surrounded by bodies. Same thing, really, that I had, all these sort of doors, these small square doors, all within a crypt. And then you'd open the door like a fridge and then the trolley would come out, that sort of thing. Well, anyway, he got himself onto this metal trolley and he was wheeled in and the doors were shut. Now, this wasn't a live show, so he had no communication with anybody whatsoever. I think he just had a camera with him. I'm not exactly sure about that. So he would have been, if he didn't have the camera with him, he would have been in total darkness. And apparently he had dead bodies on top of him in different sort of cupboards and to the side and underneath him. So he was in a wall, basically. And as he lay there, he heard knocking and rapping all around him. And then suddenly, he felt burning on his stomach. You know where this is going. He cried out and leapt out of the container as quickly as he could. And when he was out, we all saw lots of bloody scratches across his stomach. I hate that. I find it intriguing now, but I hate it. I think it's very upsetting. So there was obviously something very dark, a dark energy in there. But going back to Denby, when I was in that mortuary, on the slab, as it were, in that little cupboard, I don't know if you, for those of you who ever remember that live show, but we asked Paul Ross, who was the presenter at the time in the studio, would he come and do what I had done? And he did. And, you know, he lay there and he got the same sounds that I did. It was fantastic because, as you know, as an investigator, if you are an investigator, when more than one person experiences the same phenomena that you experience, people then can't say, well, you imagined it. And when Paul Ross is a very, very, you know, very intelligent guy, my God, when he turned to us and said, no, I know what I experienced in there, and that was paranormal. So I think, Danny, you had a very lucky escape. Mortuaries are definitely not the nicest places to hang out. They are definitely, definitely haunted. But I'd like to know by what. Perhaps a spirit that is too scared to move on. Perhaps something really malevolent there, thinking that they're going to spend the rest of eternity in the bowels of hell. They don't want to move on. They're too frightened. And so they're grounded in that space. And of course, they let everyone know of their anger.
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me,
we've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger.
And let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next up is Katie. She writes, "Hi Yvette, my friend and I always have strange things happen to us whenever we're together. Lights going on and off, objects falling off shelves, and battery-powered toys that make noises when no one is near them. Gosh, it sounds like an awful horror movie, doesn't it? It sounds like something out of Poltergeist, the movie." She continues, "We're not looking for paranormal happenings and we never go to spooky places. Could you please help us understand why this is happening when we are together, as it never happens when we are with anybody else?" Fascinating stuff. Hi, Katie. Do you know that this happens to me and Carl a lot? And it's not something you kind of talk about openly because you sound a bit crazy. But I can only think that this is because together you and your friend have great energy. You two combined are sending out the right signals for the spirits to interact. Think of it like you're both riding a tandem bike and a dynamo is being charged by both of your pedaling, and the dynamo, like a battery, is getting charged quicker and has more power because of the two of you riding in sync. The forces that we cannot see, they can. So the spirits can. They can feel and see your combined energy, and it feeds off it. And it's interesting, like I say, Carl and I have both witnessed the same thing. For instance, we'll walk into, say, Boots the Chemist, and every time we do, the alarms go off. And it's like so embarrassing, because then you've got to get your bag out, you've got to show your receipt or whatever. But it will go off when we go in and it will go off when we come out. We'll be having dinner in, say, I don't know, an old pub, and all of a sudden the table will start to vibrate. The cutlery starts rattling. People are looking at us and we're thinking, oh, my God. And then Carl has to remind me, stop talking to the table. I'm going, hello, is there anybody there? I'm surprised we've not been carted off. But that's because we are communicating with the other side. And I know you're not doing that, Katie, but I just think naturally you and your friend are creating this wonderful energy together. So I would suggest that you both attend a meditation session or two just to calm things down a little bit. Also protect yourselves by imagining beautiful white light all over your body, surrounding. It's the most powerful thing you can do, that, you know. Just imagine zipping yourself up in a beautiful white sleeping bag, complete with hood, right up to your face, and don't watch any horror movies, especially together. This too can ignite activity, believe it or not, it can. So please let me know how you get on. Good luck, and go slow on your tandem bike. Now, we've had this from an anonymous person. They've written, I live in a horrible, oppressive house. Here are a list of things that happen. Feeling of always being watched. Doors with latches opening by themselves. The smell of rotting flesh. Oh dear. A dark shadow over my bed. Power surges through the TV. Do you think I have something angry from beyond living in my house, and should I be worried about my safety? Well, hi there, Mr. or Mrs. Anonymous. As usual, with anyone living in a house that they're not happy in, my first suggestion, obviously, as you guys know, is to get someone in from the church or the spiritualist church, depending on your religion, to bless the house, or to have a reputable paranormal group in to investigate what's going on and get rid of that spirit that's there. You must, as I always preach, get a reputable person or persons in, and hopefully they'll be able to help you. And if all that fails and you still have the same activity, then I suppose the next thing to do, if possible, is to up sticks and leave. Lastly, we have Lucy. She says, hi, Yvette. It's not so much me spotting something or hearing anything. This is more that I have in the past thought about certain people passing away, and within weeks, they have. I don't know how it has happened or why, or even if it is the most bizarre coincidence. What do you think? Well, hi, Lucy. It sounds to me as if you're open to the other side. You're getting thoughts which are being given to you by the other side, by spirit, by a loved one, to prepare you for an oncoming death. And this must be terribly upsetting for you. How awful. And something I don't think many people would want to experience. You know, I don't think I would. I'm thinking that perhaps you've had a loved one pass over who you were close to, and that soul is putting the thoughts or images into your head, and you're seeing them as dreams. Now, it's not done in malice at all. It's a way to show you that someone is looking out for you and preparing you for the news. Now, if you don't want this to happen anymore, then you must talk. This is so important. And again, you've heard me say this before. You must talk out loud to that person and ask them to stop. You do it very politely. You do it with love. But hello, let's say it's grandma. Hello, grandma. please, please, if you can hear me, I know you can you stop giving me these messages into my mind? Because it's really upsetting me and I don't want to receive them anymore. I know you love me and I know you're doing it to help me out, but it's really upsetting me. So can you please stop it? And if it's not you, Grandma, whoever is doing it, and I'm sure you'll know, can you let them know too? And just keep saying that. Just keep saying that every day. And hopefully, 9 times out of 10, it will stop. Let me know how you get on, Lucy. Now, let's get the answer to this week's fact or fiction. And to remind you, it was the word Ouija comes from the French and German words for yes. So what do you think? Well, the answer is, well, partly yes, because of course, half the word of Ouija, oui, is French, yes, and German, ja, is yes. So that bit is correct. But when we think about the Ouija board, where does that name come? Where did it derive from? Well, the popular belief that the word Ouija comes from the French oui and German ja, as we've just said, it means yes. In fact, the name was given from a word spelt out on the board when during the 1890s, medium Helen Peters Nosworthy asked the board to name itself. And when asked, and when it said Ouija, and when asked what that word meant, it responded with good luck. The medium had a locket with a picture of a woman inside, and above the image, a word was written, a name which was Ouida. O-U-I-D-A, the name of the woman pictured, who was a woman's activist at the time and whom the medium admired. So make of that what you will. Get in touch with me and share your stories at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk or on WhatsApp. Here's the number, 07599927537. And we are on Instagram where we share videos and pictures, and the handle is @paranormalactivitypod. Stay up to date with the newest episodes by giving us a follow, and I'll be back again same time next week. But if you can't wait until then, visit www.paranormalpod.co.uk where you can find options to get episodes a day early. Have a great, fabulous week. Stay safe, and remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.